inside of my palace. Don't need no approval, call you valid.
Respect our rap. Thank you. the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Pre-produced at my virtual plaza in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to new music for May 2026 in June here on the Home of Burnaby Rock. That set started with Larison, and then it was Angine de Poitrine with Fabienque. I played the live on KEXP version because it is better than the studio version, and it's what made them internet famous. At a time when rock is dormant in the collective, that song features what will probably be the riff of the decade, and it is a heck of a lot more complicated than Seven Nation Army. And it's CanCon. For now. I say for now because I am in the camp that believes that Angine de Poitrine is members of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, namely front person guitarist Stu McKenzie and one of their drummers. The counter-argument would be that Quebec and the French in general do have a history of progressive rock, and there is an artful pyramid in the Saguenay region commemorating the 1996 floods. Anything's possible, but nothing in Canadian music happens in a vacuum, and when you do get something from the backwoods, you get, I don't know, Born Ruffians. And when I look at the KEXP video, I think of all the money that must have been sunk into that project. Look at the guitar rig. Nobody manufactures a double-neck microtonal guitar and standard bass. And look at the loop station and all the pedals. Look at the one-of-a-kind Cirque-style costumes. Not cheap at all. And consider how much money was likely paid to a PR firm to email and comment Rick Beato 20,000 times with stylized burner accounts. Altogether, I reckon sunk cost to probably be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Who has the will and that kind of money to invest in a surf punk band that sounds like an incarnation of Shapeshifters, King Gizzard, and the Lizard Wizard? The Giz themselves might, or their label. You know, but that's about it. This will come out in time. I checked their touring schedules. Angine de Poitrine is on tour and touring extensively in North America and Europe for the foreseeable future. The Giz only have 4 dates upcoming, all stateside, all in August. Both acts are playing the same festival in Colorado on August 14th. Where it gets complicated is the Giz playing 3 outdoor shows near New York City August 20th to 22nd, when Poitrine is scheduled to play a club in Portland on the 21st. If the Giz are off stage by 10, 10:30 or even earlier, it is an outdoor show at the 5 p.m. gate. With the time difference, why couldn't Angine de Poitrine be on stage in Portland around midnight? There could be a rescheduling, food poisoning, an episode of Blue Dot Fever, or whatever. But August 21st is the date to watch regarding this seemingly credible theory. Despite all of this hype, Angine de Poitrine still has only 1.4 million monthly listeners on Spotify. So make no mistake, rock is still pretty dormant. Following Angine de Poitrine with 1,971 monthly listeners was Hypergal, and then after that was a 2012 Daphne song included in a brand new Sophia Cortez's DJ compilation. Following that was Alexis Taylor, Mac Thaverscan, Pick a Piper, and then a new song from Mid, also featured on the same Sophia Cortez's DJ compilation. Then it was D-Tron Presents Soulmate, after which I really got into the Spotify stuff with Vertigo Away, User 17760-6669. Benji with the A and X. What's up, Cartel? Strawberry Milk with the A and X. Ziafaya, the show winner from DJ Soulchild AC. And then finally, Audrey from Lethbridge, Canada's capital of bedroom pop, with their own Jersey Club. If you like what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cgsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. Up next at 8 o'clock is the Art Show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Border Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
CJSF.